But you know, those alfalfa mowers were terribly dangerous. If you had a runaway when somebody was riding, very often they'd fall off in it and it'd just make mincemeat out of their legs.
So awful.
Because it would, you know, just cut them.
Yeah, that's awful.
Let me see, is there anything else? Oh, I know, a combine cut wheat. And what it would do, when the wheat was ripe, it would go along, cut the wheat, and then this sort of circular thing would bring the wheat in, and it would throw out the straw, and the wheat itself would pour out into a sack. As soon as that would fill, was full, they'd sew it up and throw it on a truck and put the next sack on.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, that's all I know.
Okay. Do you know on a ranch when they're gonna mark their animals, what kinds of
brands?
Yeah, are there different kinds of brands?
Oh yeah, each brand is separate, and it's registered.
But are there different kinds of branding iron implements?
Well, they called them all branding irons, but see, each ranch had its particular branding iron, so that they could put a certain brand on the animal.
Mm-hmm. Clay was telling me yesterday about a brand that it was called like a free brand or something, where they just write whatever brand they wanted to on the animal.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, no. It was just a stick.
I'm basically a little older than Clay.
What about on a sheep ranch? They want to get the wool off the sheep they'd use.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And if you pound a nail in, you need a...
If you want
to pound a nail in, you use a
hammer.
Mm-hmm. And you drive a...
Drive a nail?
No. Oh, I mean, you drive around town.
Oh.
You drive around town and you're driving your...
In a car.
Mm-hmm. And are there different kinds of trucks?
Many different kinds. You want me to name some?
Yeah, can you name some trucks? Well, just trucks that might be used in farming and ranching.
Pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we used to call a half ton, and that was a flatbed truck where you could put the sides on, you know, and or you could take the sides off depending on what you wanted to haul.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And let's see. Well, the pickup is the handiest one because you can carry anything in that. I guess that's about the size of it. But okay, the big semis that cruise the highways, that's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know of some different guns that they would have out on a ranch?
Well, everybody had a rifle of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And most people on ranches went armed. They had usually had a gun in their... My father wore his gun right inside his shirt under his belt,
mm-hmm,
so that he could reach inside his shirt.
But sounds kind of dangerous.
On ranches and farms, there are so many things. You get rabid dogs.
Oh.
You get coyotes that have rabies, rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. You didn't really carry them to kill people. You carried them to protect yourself against nature.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They carry them now down in, my husband was telling me, when he worked in Presidio, they straightened the river and gave a lot of land to Mexico about 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he knew that they all went armed, mainly because it was just dangerous down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're liable to run into some bandit on the river,
mm-hmm,
or any number of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you just better be armed.
Yeah, well, I know why they carry guns on those ranches.
Yeah.
What is it called, the thing that you load a rifle with?
Bullets?
Yeah, but the big bullets are called...